After 24 years of conflict, East Timor now stands on the threshold of what we all hope will be a process of orderly and peaceful transition towards independence.
Well, let me tell you a story. Story.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of how I spent my summer vacation. The International Federation for East Timor was looking for someone with skills and dedication. So I packed up the car and I hit the road. The beats were cold kicking and the Mountain Dew flowed. Made it to Nashville by the end of the first day. Chilled with the guys and heard David play. Woke up kinda early and rode into the west. Hit Lincoln, Nebraska and got wrecked. Next morning kept moving on the maze of super highways. Racing like Jason across the country in 4 days. Crashed up in Berkeley, kicked it with a Cadwell kid. Got lost in Frisco on that one-way street grid. Broke out for Watsonville on Highway 1. Getting close to my destination, driving into the setting sun.
Okay, describe to me what the bag looked like.
Anyway, I hit the spot and set up shop. We set straight to work as Timor was getting hot. Pam and Kurt welcomed me into their house. Gave me a desk that you could sleep on the couch. We reviewed applications and spread information. Conducted interviews and reported the news. Stayed up late at night to set up the website. 400 emails coming my way every day. We went to Stephen Jean's house once a week. Ding dong, we ate dinner and listened to Lydia sing the Moose song. Next thing I know, Pam was getting on a plane. Headed back to Timor to try and stop the bloody rain. But things went from bad to worse as the vote approached. Militias tried to crush democracy like a roach. But the people weren't having it. And 98% were like straight fuck you until the polls they went. But the results weren't out and the bloodbath began. And every government in the world refused to take a stand. IFA had to leave the island, had to get off it, cause the US only cares about its fucking corporate profits.
Don't nothing make this government move but cash money.
I bring rhymes that blind and bind minds of the asinine. Start classing fast, fast, fast on our attack. We're Ronto, military muscle head honcho. I'm bringing heat to Jakarta from Toronto. At San Francisco, Chicago, Boston, and DC. You can't beat the G that wipes out the ET that brings. We're condescending and bringing friction to your senses. So you best to back up and that's a rhythm. Since raping and drugging, killing and threatening the Timorese. Making them kill each other, bring the people to their knees. But this ain't 75 and we know it's not a civil war. Just blood and gore that TNI is responsible for. Uncle Sam, I forgot you. Sandy Burger, I'm gonna make some burger patties with ratatatties. Cause Timor kids ain't got no daddies in your pockets deep. I'm on the creek, cause you're just a cheap pee for cheap. It's so cheap, I can't sleep. Visions and heads on stage keeping me awake. I'm not afraid it's fake. My sanity's about to break it up. Wanna rock the boat, keep covering interest afloat. There's no hope, T and I put throats. But little praise to the Pope and the CIA pushes dope. I can't cope, I wanna see Kissinger hanging from a rope. Don't tell me that you're concerned, effigies are gonna burn. And when we're able to save all of the tables are gonna turn. Yo, man, it was a black bag. It had my glove, it had my shoes. I gotta get it, man. Lord Almighty. Things kind of stabilized, and I said, alright, looks like it's time for me to head back, y'all. What do you know? I can't find my bowling ball. What the hell happened to it? I guess it's just gone. Gotta let go and move on. Stayed with Nadia Ashton in Santa Rosa, CA, and broke out for Vegas the next day. Stayed with Michael Manny and Ruthie for a couple of nights. Found myself staring at some pretty absurd sights. Dipped down to Phoenix and the vibe was cool. Stayed overnight and went with Jesse to school. Took off for Tucson, crashed with Julie and Matt. Took a picture of Jim Moore wearing a hat. Then I ride through the desert on a horse with no name. Stayed with Paul Dean and Austin and spit game. Saw American Beauty and started the last leg of the tour. Been driving 7 days, only got two more. My computer got damaged. What a fucking pain, cause I had it in the trunk while I was driving through the rain. Stayed in Pensacola just one more day to do. I'm on my way home, sweet home, like I was Motley Crue. pull in the game for about a quarter to 11, unpack the car, call Evil F. He said,
what's the time?
I said, it's time to get ill because I lost my bowling ball in Watsonville.
I hate to lose anything, because where is it? Where do things go when they're lost?